Shalom to all. Today we're going to be starting the brand new Masechta Talmud. Just like we're starting the Masechta together, we should be finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. Now, Masechta Talmud is all about what went on in the Beis Hamikdash on a daily basis, and it actually would be quite helpful to have a diagram of the Beis Hamikdash, which a lot of Mishnayos already do have, and that's because we're going to be describing many of the physical features and specifics of the layout, so obviously it would be easier if you have it in front of you. Now, the first Mishnah begins by discussing where the Shomrim would stand. Based off the Drasha, we know that there needs to be Shomrim, or guards, standing all around the Beis Hamikdash in particular spots. Every night, there was 3 Kohanim and 21 Levim in various places. Now, this was not to protect it from thieves. Rather, it adds to the covet, glory, and honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Lahavdil, it's like those guards standing outside Buckingham Palace. They're not actually protecting it, rather giving it a sense of royalty and chashivas. So Mishnah tells us, in 3 places, the Kohanim would stand guard of the Beis HaMikdash. Number 1, Beis Avtinas. Beis Avtinas, which is on the south, or the left-hand side of the Beis HaMikdash. That's if you'd be walking into the Azara, so it would be on your left-hand side, that's south. That's a room where the Ketores was blended. It was called Beis Avtinas because the family of Avtinas were experts in blending the Ketores. Number 2, Beis HaNitzotz. There's a room on the right-hand side of the Tzafa in the north of the Azara, and Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to be describing Beis HaMikdash in a little bit, but it was called this because one of the main features was a large fire that was burning there all of the time, so that the Kohanim, who don't forget, they were working barefoot on a cold stone floor, and they weren't wearing the thickest garments either, they'd be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash whenever they needed to warm themselves up. So these are the 3 places where the Kohanim used to stand guard. Now we describe them, Beis Avtinas and Beis HaNitzotz, Hayu Aliyos, Beis Avtinas and Beis HaNitzotz. They were upper levels, they were actually rooms built into the wall of the Azara. You only were able to get to them by climbing a set of stairs. And V'harayvim Shem Sham, the young Kohanim, they would guard over there. And Beis HaMikdash, which we had just mentioned before, that had a fire in it. So first of all, it was a room that was on the ground floor, it was the same level as the Azara. It wasn't built above like Beis Avtinas and Beis HaNitzotz. And Kippah, its roof was a dome that added to its chashivas. Ubayas Gadol Haya, it was actually a very large room, and it had 4 different chambers inside of it. Another feature it had was Mukaf Revadim Shel Evan. It was surrounded by slabs of stone coming out of the wall. What were these stone slabs for? Vizikne Beis Av Yishinim Sham. The elders of the Beis Av would sleep there. Umavtachas Azar Biyadam. They had the keys of the Azar in their hands. Now, what does this mean, the elders of the Beis Av? So we know that all of Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 different groups, and they each served in Beis HaMikdash on a rotational basis of 1 week at a time. Now, each Mishmar was further divided into Batei Av. Each Beis Av served 1 day of that week. So all the Kohanim were going to be serving the next day. They spent the nighttime in the Beis HaMikdash, and the elders, the Zekanim of that Beis Av, they would get to sleep on these Revadim, on these stone protrusions coming out of the wall. It was basically like a bed of sorts. Now, Pirchei Kahuna, the younger Kohanim, Ish Kistoy Ba'aretz, each man in basically his bedding was on the ground, so they would sleep on the floor. And Lo Yushinim Bigdei Kodesh, they would not sleep in their Bigdei Kahuna, Ela Poshtim Kapim Nichmasam Tachzor Shehen, they would take them off, fold them up, and put them underneath their heads, Umiskas Muksos Atzmon, and they would just wear their own regular clothing. Now, for those discussing these Kohanim, let's say one of them became a Baal Keri overnight, so he's Tomei and can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. What does he do? He goes out and walks through the tunnel that goes underneath the Beis HaMikdash. From the Beis HaMikdash, there was a tunnel that went underneath the Beis HaMikdash, and it had lamps lit on both sides so he could see where he was going. He would walk through this tunnel until he reached the Beis HaTfilah. It was an area that had a mikvah, and Madura HaSasham, there was a bonfire there that would be able to keep him warm. And also Beis Kiseh Shel Kavod, there was a bathroom of Kavod over there, and Vzei Kvodai, this was its Kavod, Matzai Nol, Yedeh Sheh Sham Adam, if he found that it was closed, so that means there was somebody there, Pasuach, if it was open, Yedeh Sheh Ein Sham Adam, so he knows that there's nobody there, and that's a very honorable way to have a bathroom, so you're not just going to walk in on somebody. And I remember, since this fellow was a Baal Keri, Yard V'Taval, he would go down to the mikvah, immerse himself, all of an Estapug, come up and dry himself off, V'Nischam Kenegan Amdura, and then he would warm himself opposite the fire that was there. And once he finished this, Bav Yashav Le'Itzalach V'Kayanim, he would go back up through the tunnel and sit next to his brothers Kayanim, Acha Sharm Niftachim, until the doors of the Azara opened, and Yoitzav HaHilchloi, he would then go out. He would not go into the Azara, rather he would use the other entrance to the Beis HaMikdash that went out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the reason why he can't be there is because even though he went to the mikvah, he's nonetheless called a Tevol Yoim. There's varying levels of Tumah a person could be, and even though Zekayin went to the mikvah, since he was a Baal Keri, he's on a high enough level of Tumah that's not good enough. Going to the mikvah only is Matarim partially, he has to wait for the end of the day. That's called Harav Shemesh, and only then he's 100% Tahar. So when the doors open, he goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, not into the Azara. On to Mishnah Beis continue to discuss, Mishu writes a letter to Mishnah Mizbeach, one wants to do Trumas Hadashen, that's scooping off some ashes from the Mizbeach. It's the first thing that's done in the morning. So if he wanted to do that, Mashkim, he would have to wake up early, V'tayvel Ad Shelo Yaveh HaMunah, and he would have to immerse himself in the mikvah before the Munah, which is the appointed Kayin who ran the proceedings and the fairs before he came. And V'chibe Ezeh Shah HaMunah Ba, what time did the appointed Kayin come? Loi Kol Itim Shavais. He didn't come the same time every day. Sometimes he would come at Kriyas HaGever, which is either when the rooster called out, or according to some, this is referring to a Gever, meaning a Gavra, a person, when he would call out that it's time. So the Munah would come either at Kriyas HaGever, or maybe a little before, a little bit afterwards. Bottom line is, whoever wanted to have the chance of doing Trumas Hadeshen, he had to make sure that he went to the mikvah before the Munah came. Now HaMunah Ba, the Munah would come, V'dayfik Alayhem, and he would knock on them, which means he would knock on the doors outside the Beis HaMaked. Then Paschaloi, they would open it up for him. Amalani would tell them, Mishatavall, Yavav Yafis, whoever went to the mikvah ready, come, he's going to join the lottery. And Hifisu, they made a lottery, Zach Misha Zacha, and whoever was Zaycha, he was able to do the Trumas Hadeshen. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daud, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.